Okay, Kari is speaking today, and I don't know what your topic is. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Sorry about this late arrival, but yeah, I was finishing with the client. So Kari and I am a compulsive overeater and a codependent. And it's nice to see friendly faces, beautiful faces on the screen, because I'm feeling slightly flustered, with everything. It's just been one of those days. I'm just going to take the time to do some prayer for myself. And yeah. God, please enable me to set aside everything I think I know about me, about you, about how I need to be in this moment, so that I may have an open mind and a new experience. Please enable me to see the truth. God, I offer myself to you, my body, my mind, my thoughts, my actions, to build with me and to do with me as you will. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do your will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help with your power, your love, and your way of life. May I do your will always. I'm still feeling flustered, like really, really hot, but here I am. So yeah, I today had a conversation with somebody, and we were speaking about turning some statements into questions from the big book. And this person asked me, and they said, I hear you all the time saying, you know, God is in the present moment. And I hear lots of people say that, and you're always saying that. And she said, but you know, my view of it is that God is everything. And I found that the most interesting question, because as I was speaking to her about what I felt I meant by that, I had this experience of being in the present moment and this awareness that only now exists, only this moment exists. And the way that she posed the question was, you know, what do you mean by that? Because for me, God is everything. And I can see that everything that I have here in my place, like I've got a bunch of flowers just there and they're growing, and every day they're not only just blooming, but they're also growing up, like they're growing. And I've been finding that just super interesting, a bunch of tulips. And that's not happened in that moment, but consecutive amount of moments. And I can see how my perspective of what I think of as God, what I perceive God to be, and where I was with that before is very different because of that. Like, this is where I can put I can see, define the change because of this ability to be present in the moment and what that means. Like, there's only this now moment, and it felt both scary, frightening, and also liberating. And she even said that afterwards. She said, oh, well, that's really, because I don't think she really understood the magnitude of what we were talking about. But at the same time, she was able to say, oh, well, this is really great, because if only now existed, there's nothing, I don't have to worry so much about everything. And I just thought that was an amazing response to something that I think is very challenging to grapple with. And for me, this is a lot about, you know, what I think the topic of my speaking tonight is step three. There's, you know, what it means to, you know, to be willing to give my life, my will and my life over to a power greater than myself. Like, what does that mean? And how do I have to change in the way that I approach life for that to be true? And, you know, and then what it means about me playing God, like having my little plans, wanting things to work out a certain way or another, and what it means about that, like it doesn't work. I'm learning that in the program, but I don't want to be compliant about that. I really want to understand what that means. Like, what does it mean that I do not have the power to make anything, any situation, any circumstance work in my life? Like, you know, what does it mean? And then what's my job? Like, what do I have left to do? Like, if I can't create any situations that are going to work for me, then what's my job here? And then when we marry all of this together, this only now exists, and there is nothing that I can create. Like the big book says to us, you know, are we not when it's talking about the selfishness, let me just have a look, because I've got it right there in front of me instead of trying to think it. Are you not driven by 100 form of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity? And when I look at that, this is the way that my mind goes, right? It's either I'm trying to plan something for me, like to save my life or create something that I think I want, or am I not lost in my thought, being fearful about what might happen or what's happened yesterday, the self-pity, you know, criticizing where I am, thinking that it should have been better, you know, all of these things. And the big book is saying that I can also be thinking like positive things, and that I guess doesn't matter, but this process of the 12 steps, especially the way we do it in the BBA, where we're really having an experience with what's being said, is telling me that the way that I'm living life doesn't work. The way that I'm trying to organize everything doesn't work. Am I willing to look at it and live that life in a different way? And what does that mean? And so for me, I'm really seeing like making this third step prayer come real means that I need to be able to be present to what I think and the reality of what's going on for me. And if I feel like I can't face it, that's when I look for the power. Like, I don't have the power and I need the power, but the power for what? To make things happen in my life? No. And I thought that that's what it was for a long time. I was thinking, you know, I need the power, like I'm going to be plugged in and suddenly I'm going to be able to make things happen. But that's not that. In reality, it's a lot simpler than that. Can I be present in this moment, and whatever is happening, can I face it? And if I can face it, well, good for me. And if I feel like I can't face it, that's when I have the will and say, God, please, can you help me face this moment? Give me the power to go through this. And even as I'm saying that, I'm just thinking like, wow, I have spent so much of my life trying to, you know, spearhead everything, self-propel, And basically, when things are not working, I either give up on them or I get angry or I hurt some more. When in reality, I don't have to create anything. The moments are presenting themselves. And can I just tag along with them? Can I be okay with that? Is life okay the way that it is, and not be this strange idea that I have that I need to create something? And for it to be just that and nothing else. And then what I do like as I'm saying this, like what's coming to my awareness is the fear. And when the big book says in a very strong way, fear is the evil corroding thread that is shot through the fabric of our lives. I mean, the image that comes through with that is amazing. But actually what I was brought to realize in this process is that I have built my life based on fear. And, you know, and then this book is telling me that my response to that has been to create resentment, to fight those fears. And actually what resentment has done is just basically create more of the same. And I get completely lost thinking, oh, what's wrong with me? And I despair, and basically my life's not working. And actually I just see the freedom in basically giving myself the break, basically just like, can I decide that I want to live in a new way, because when this experience of being in the now, free from the bondage of self, the chatter, the deciding, the self-pity, all of that, I have been exposed for the minute amount of time to that. And that has creating such a huge change in me. And every time that I'm able to come to this place where that minute amount of time, and then that power can come into me, and it does, it works on me. The psychic change comes from that. And, you know, that letting go business is really so important. And it's everything that is completely the opposite of what I normally do, right? I effort, I try, I strive, I manipulate, I control, I change myself, and I do all of that extra manipulation, that extra movement, when in reality, this realization that there is nowhere to go, there is nothing to do, can I just be here? And that's not being idle, because it's just in that moment, something comes in and makes, and it changes everything. And then this moment that I thought was, you know, generally kind of underwhelming, just becomes this, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here. You know, or something that's really, really challenging. Then suddenly I accept it. Like I've mentioned the example just before, but yesterday, on Sunday, I was exposed to somebody that I had a very strong resentment against. And I arrived at a venue that is booked as mine for a long period of time. And I arrived there, and there was somebody else doing something in there. And it is that person, that very person. And instead of having a reaction, I was so calm. And I could not believe that. I mean, I even passed a comment, and this person overreacted, and then they apologized to me for having overreacted. But I walked away from that. It took me half an hour to get there, half an hour to get back. It cost me to get there, and obviously, you know, my time, and, you know, what is this person doing? And I didn't get upset with myself for forgetting that she told me the space was booked. I didn't get upset with her. There was nothing there. That is not caddy. This is not me. And I haven't had, you know, usually when I overreact, I'd say, oh, I wish I hadn't spoken like that. Next time, let me try and be more this or less that. I've never succeeded at that. But on Sunday, I arrived, I was taken by surprise, and my natural response was just not me, not my expected thing. And I believe that's what happens when I'm able to let go. And that power comes in, it does something to me, and it literally, it's almost like it burns all of the mean, extra kind of, you know, kind of prickly, all of the basically negative bits about myself, they kind of just get removed. But I haven't had to do anything about that, and that's where it works. And so it's just this third step. Can I be okay to be in this moment? And if there was a situation that I might not like about the way that I am, or the way that the situation is, there is nothing I can do to change it. All I can do is be given the power to stay here as I am, not check out, not act out, not use something, not try and control or change or despair, just to be able to face this moment, because all there is this moment and this moment and this moment and this moment. And all is required of me is that I be here. Like I be here in this moment. And I just find it fascinating that just going through this process, this book, every time I look at it, I think I can't believe this book is what it's about. I really, really, I mean, I've been saying that literally for months now. And every time that I say it, it's a renewed sense of, I can't believe this book is about that. Like, this is the way to freedom. This is the way to reality, capital R, to actually be able to be present in the moment without trying to change what it is. And on top of that, I'm happy about it. Like, who would have known that? Who would have thought that? I've never been happy with anything that I've done. I'm always like looking for something else or whatever. And it is. And for me, the challenge, and I guess I'll finish with that. The challenge for me is always about recognizing who I'm being in the moment, because I can see how this consciousness that I have right now can be overwhelmed by the thoughts. Like for me, I've always had a sense of that, but it's almost like I didn't know what I meant or how to really express it. But it is like God is everything in this moment, me included, because I am it and it is me, and this is all part of that. And when my thought comes to cloud that, then I lose the complete, you know, it's like my consciousness can only be in one place at a time. Like this expression, I say we can't be in two places in one go in at one time. And that's exactly true. And I used to say it in a very kind of primitive way, saying like, it's either I'm in my head or in my body. And maybe in a way there is some of that, but I don't think this consciousness is here or there or anywhere. It is, and then thought comes and interferes with that. And when thought is here, it's so hypnotizing, it's so, all encompassing that I forget about the other consciousness. I forget about the God is everything. And I really love the, you know, somebody that we do work with that says all the time, it's making as many moments, thank you, of God is everything, as possible, and have more of those than the opposite, which I literally had most of my life of the moments of God is nothing. And it isn't about creating that. If anything, it is about the letting go. We're losing something here. We're not trying something. We're just letting go of something, and it's natural, and it's inherent to who I am. To be in that space and if there is any work that I need to do, I can see it's just being like trusting. For me, the trust that what I'm doing right now is okay and to be free to be in that, those moments are extending, like they're expanding in time, let's say. And sometimes when the thought space comes back, it's actually a surprise, like, whoa, actually, what is this? Okay, I'm back in that place again. But I just think it's wonderful to be able to come to a meeting and talk about this, because it sounds like, you know, extra to the, you know, I'm a compulsive overeater, like who cares, you know? And it is. And when I came, I was desperate, you know, I was really desperate, like what's wrong with me? And now my conversation is all around, you know, making the focus of my life being present in the moment. Like who would have thought? I mean, I was doing the studying, but that was completely separate to the 12-step program. Like for me, I was using 12-step program to fix my, you know, my behaviors, my, you know, my addictions, that sort of thing. And actually through my addictions, I'm actually learning to find out what life is actually about and being in reality and developing a relationship with that. So I think that's enough from me. And I look forward to hearing you all and see what you have to say.
Great. Thank you so much. What a great share. I'm going to turn off the recording. Hold on a second here.